ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So please repeat. Sraddhaya paraya taptang tapastat tribidhang narai afalangkang shabir yuktaya satvikam parichakshate. Synonyms: sraddhaya, with faith; paraya, transcendental; taptam, executed; tapa, austerity; tat, that; trividham, of three kinds; narai, by men; afala akangshabi, who are without desires for fruits. Of course, it's not talking about fruits. It's talking about the results of your activities. Not that, oh, we can't have fruits. No, it's talking about somebody who is anxious for the results of their work. Yuktai, engaged. Satvikam, in the mode of goodness. Parichakshate, is called. Please repeat. This threefold austerity, performed with transcendental faith, by men not expecting material benefits, but engaged only for the sake of the Supreme, is called austerity in goodness. So I have a question for the congregation. What are the three different supremes? There are three supremes. What are the three supremes? No, that's not supreme. There are three features of the absolute truth. Brahman, Paramatma. So those are your three supremes. So the jnanis, they are interested in Brahman. Yogis are interested in, and the bhaktas, the devotees, right, Bhagavan, right? The verse, Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Itti Shabdite. Is that okay, Batu? This verse? Okay, good. All right. Shall we go to text number 18? Satkaramana pujarthang tapodhambena chaiva yat kriyate tad iha proktang rajasang chalam adhruvam. So, in the Sanskrit, there is a great name of a devotee. What's the name of the devotee you see in that verse? Dhruvam, right? 6 months he got to see Krishna. And what was very unusual about the benediction that Krishna gave Dhruva? Something. What else? What else? That's right, 36,000 years. Yes, very rare that he gets both material and spiritual benediction. Very unusual that he gets the double. And also, I love when it says, Not only did he rule the earth for 36,000 years, but what else? No, no, no. During the 36,000 years, what's going to happen to him? I've said this many times. His senses will not get old. Right? We all are experiencing, right? We can't jump and we don't have the same energy that we did when they were 15, 16. Dhruva, for 36,000 years, would have youthful senses. So he not only would he rule for 36,000, but he would enjoy at full strength. And again, very unusual benediction that Dhruva got. No, no, he'll grow, but the senses, the power of the senses will remain youthful. Just like Krishna. When Krishna was on the planet, he lived to be 125, but Krishna's senses were fully potent all throughout. So Dhruva, yeah, he would grow to be a man, but the potency, the power of his senses. Just like at what age did you have to start wearing glasses? Okay, me was 50. I had 20/20 vision till I was 50. But now I have to, so that means my power of sight decreased. Whereas Dhruva's senses, not just all of his senses, would remain youthful for 36,000. That's, could you imagine if somebody right now on the market, I can guarantee you 100 years, right? That is what this Viagra is, right? Everybody's running because they want that potency. So, yeah, make. No, Earth. He was on Earth. He ruled the Earth for 36,000 years because he did his austerities in Vrindavan, Madhuvan. He was ruling the Earth for 36,000 years. He did his austerities. Madhuvan is one of the 12 forests of Vrindavan. You didn't go to Madhuvan? Madhuvan. No, it says right there in Bhagavan, in the Bhagavatam, Madhuvan. Bindu Sarovar, that is, no, Kardama. Kardama. Yes. You're thinking, no, it's not Dhruva, Kardama. Third canto. Kardama Muni is doing austerities there. Vishnu came and Vishnu shed a tear. That's why it's called Bindusara. Not Dhruv. Kardama. Okay? Yes, because what age was he? No, the age that he lived in. Satya Yuga. Prabhupada says clearly. Dhruva was during Satya Yuga. Because how long did people live in Satya Yuga? 100,000 years. And the next age, how long? And then Dwarapara Yuga? And then in Kali? Maybe. Well, it's going down. Going down. All right, very good. As a side. Oh, look who came. The Wadera dynasty came. Jai. All right, we're all in a good mood today, right? Yes. Yes. Shall we do the synonyms to vex number 18? Please repeat. Satkara, respect. Mana, honor. Puja, and worship. Artam for the sake of. Tapa, austerity. Dambena, with pride. Cha, also. Eva, certainly. Yat, which. Kriyate, is performed. Tat, that. Iha, in this world. Proktam, is said. Rajasam, in the mode of passion. Chalam, flickering. Adruvam, temporary. Please repeat. Penance performed out of pride and for the sake of gaining respect, honor and worship, is said to be in the mode of passion. It is neither stable nor permanent. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes penance and austerity are executed to attract people and receive honor, respect, and worship from others. Persons in the mode of passion arrange to be worshipped by subordinates and let them wash their feet and offer riches. Such arrangements, artificially made by the performance of penances, are considered to be in the mode of passion. The results are temporary. They can be continued for some time, but they are not permanent. Shall we go to text number 19? Mudha grahenat mano yat pidaya kriyate tapa parasyotsyadanartangva tat tamasam udharitam mudha foolish grahena with endeavor atmana of one's own self yat which pidaya by torture kriyate is performed tapa penance parasya to others utsadana artam for the sake of causing annihilation va or tat that tamasam in the mode of darkness udaritam is said to be penance performed out of foolishness with self-torture or to destroy or injure others is said to be in the mode of ignorance. So in the Krishna book, there is one person who did this exactly the way Krishna is explaining. Shishupal, what austerity did he do? Read the verse. Somebody did this perfectly. That's in the purport. But I'm talking Krishna book. In Krishna Leela, somebody did this. Towards the end of the Krishna book. You, as soon as I say it, you're going to go, oh, yeah. Krishna book. That's why everybody has to read Krishna book. How come I'm the only one that knows? I get a ding. Vrikasura. You don't know the story of Vrikasura? He was cutting his own flesh. Self-torture, right? Isn't that one of the words? Okay. And why was he doing it? What was the benediction he wanted from Lord Shiva? He asked that when he would put his finger on someone's head, what? It would just crack into so many, doesn't it say, to destroy or injure others? So Vrikasura is the personification of this verse. Who had to save Lord Shiva? Okay, Vishnu, yes, because how, in what form did Vishnu appear to Brihaspati? Brahmachari. And what was the first thing that Narayan, in the form of a brahmachari, said to Brihaspati? That's good. He said that Shiva is a little... No, not intoxicated. Not intoxicated. Shiva was not in right frame of mind because... No. He had just lost his wife. Remember? Sati. So that's what Vishnu said. Ah, yes. Don't listen to... Why? Because he just lost his wife. His mind is not stable. But the first thing Vishnu said was that, oh, I know you. You are the son of Shakuni, not the Shakuni in Mahabharata, different Shakuni. So Prabhupada points out, this was the first thing to control Vrikasura, because Vrikasura is angry, right? So the first thing, you've got to calm him down. So he, Narayan, calmed him down, knowing who his father was. So, oh, okay. And then what was the next thing? A demon is in what kind of consciousness? What's the first lesson of Bhagavad Gita? Yes, a demon is what? He's in bodily consciousness. Just like somebody came here and Kundan first said, go take rest. So that's what Krishna said to Brihaspati. Oh, you must be tired. You should take some rest. It's because Krishna knows he's a demon. He's in the, and everyone who's in the bodily concept of life looks in, oh yeah, you know, I am working very hard. You're right. So in this way, Krishna was starting to bewilder him, get him under control. Then what was the final thing Krishna said to this son of Shakuni, Brihaspati? What did he say? Try on your own. See how smart a preacher Krishna is? You can learn everything from Krishna, how to preach to a demon. Whether it will work on... Anyway, I'm not going to go there. I wouldn't try it on ISIS. It may not work. But I'm sure if Krishna could do it. Right? So, yes. He did it on himself and... Okay, shall we go to the purport? All right. There are instances of foolish penance undertaken by demons like Hiranyakashipu, who performed austere penances to become immortal and kill the demigods. He prayed to Brahma for such things, but ultimately he was killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To undergo penances for something which is impossible is certainly in the mode of ignorance. Now, let's go back to Dhruva, okay? Who, first of all, told Dhruva to go to the forest? Yes, his mother. What was her name? Suniti. Who was the other mother who... Suruti, right. So... when Dhruva went to the forest, somebody tested him. Yes, what did Narada say to test Dhruva? What? What else? Yes, he told them that, but Narada said, wait a second, you're a little, what do little five-year-old boys want to do? Play. And is there anything wrong with that? No, let them play. Even Krishna and the cowherd boys, they were playing. So that's what five-year-old... So Narada was, you're a five-year-old boy, you should be playing. So what did Dhruva say to pass Narada's test? What? Otherwise, yes, don't waste my time. In other words, Dhruva was very... firm and determined. So just see it, 5 years old, he's fired up, he's fixed. I want my kingdom. So Dhruva, and so then what was the mantra that Narada gave him? Yes. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. It's called the 12-syllable mantra. How many syllables in Maha Mantra? No, syllables. 32. How many words? 16. How many different names? Very good. Now we know what we're doing. Maha Mantra. As you've heard me say, the mantra on steroids. The Maha, the great. Shall we go to text number 20? We are in chapter 17, Divisions of Faith. And what are the three divisions? I will ask, wait, don't say. I will ask Ishwarapuri. What are the three divisions of faith? Yes? Thank you very much. You passed your exam. Excellent. The three divisions of faith. Yes. Chapter 17, text 20. Are you ready? Datavyam iti yadanang. Diyate nupakarane. Deshe kale chapatre cha. Tadanang satvikam smritam. Datavyam, worth giving, iti, thus, yat, that which, danam, charity, diyate, is given, anupakarine, irrespective of return, deshe, in a proper place, kale, at a proper time. Cha, also. Patre, to a suitable person. Cha, and. Tat, that. Danam, charity. Sat become, in the mode of goodness. Smritam, is considered. So now we just went through penance or tapa. Now the next topic is charity. Please repeat. Charity given out of duty without expectation of return at the proper time and place and to a worthy person is considered to be in the mode of goodness. I will ask my very good friend and well-wisher, Kamlesh. In your opinion, Kamlesh, who is the best person to give charity to? Anybody? Okay, that's an excellent answer. Anybody else? Brahmin, but so your preacher is higher than a Brahmin. But not all Brahmins are preachers. Okay, I'll ask how can I phrase this question? I mean, you're right. I can't mark you wrong for that answer because it's true. I'm going to think of, how can I phrase the question so that you'll know the answer I'm getting at? Okay. When Krishna was a little baby, some fruit vendor came. What was the exchange between Krishna and the fruit vendor? Yes, what did Krishna get from her first? So fruit. What was Krishna giving her? No, what when Krishna had in his hands? Yeah, he had some grains. Right, but in return she got, okay, based on that, who's the best person to give charity to? Krishna. Doesn't Krishna say more than once in Bhagavad Gita, give it to me? And There's another classic story about giving charity. Somebody came to see Krishna in Dwaraka. Sudama, right? So, I can't, your answer is correct according to Vedanta. But the answer I was looking for is, and Krishna says, Yat karoshi yad ajnasi yad jahosi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi akon. Whatever you give away, whatever. Yeah, giving away. Give it to me. So, another answer would be Krishna. Anybody object to that? Right, because sometimes there's an argument given by, shall we say, less informed persons. They say, why are we giving money to the temple? We should give money to the starving people in Africa. And so they don't want to give to the temple. So what is the actual philosophy to defeat that? Because even Prabhupada was questioned. What welfare work are you doing? What is the philosophy? Why do we worship Krishna? Why doesn't ISKCON open hospitals? And why does ISKCON say give money to Krishna? Okay, good. That's one answer. What else? You were going to say, Kamlesh? Okay. And when Prabhupada, you have an answer? Okay. But I would need, there's two examples Prabhupada always used to give, and it's in the Bhagavatam. And so who's the root, who's the stomach? Krishna. Not the other way around. Right. Very good. Right, because there was one rascal Mayavadi who said, Manava Seva is Madhava. That's not Krishna conscious philosophy. No, our philosophy, we worship Krishna, and what story from the Mahabharata illustrates that? You all know this story. Draupadi, what did she do? All right? Yeah, well, tell the story. There's the microphone. Come on.
So he can go to see Pandavas, and he had so many thousand
10,000
disciples with him.
Krishna Kumar, are you ready to handle 10,000 people?
That so when they go there, they won't have food, and he will curse them.
Correct. That because Durvasa, what kind of nature
very,
that he has?
Very angry.
Very angry. Yeah. It was said that Durvasa would show up like at midnight. Yes. To a king's home. Feed me now.
Yes.
He would do unpredictable things. Durvasa was like that. He'd do things unpredictable. Just show up. How would you like it? Knock on the door. Gurudev is there. I've come with my 10,000. Now feed us. Okay, continue.
Okay. Then Durvasa went to see Pandavas, and he said that, prepare the meals for us, and he went to take bath in Ganges. And in the Pandavas, they already had eaten their food, and Draupadi had a boon that if she doesn't eat, I mean, before she eats, she could feed as many people as she can.
Who gave her that plate? She had a special plate. Who gave it? No, not Krishna. Who said? Somebody just said, Surya.
Surya, yeah. Surya. Surya.
Yes, but who gave?
Surya,
that was my question. Yeah. Continue.
So she was worried that she already ate, and Then she was praying, and then Krishna came, and she said, "Can you show me the pot which you were, where you cooked the food?" And there was one grain of rice left. He took that grain and he ate it, and then Durvasa Muni and his disciples, they all got satisfied.
Yes,
and they did come to them.
So this is the classic story. Yes. You feed Krishna, everyone is going to benefit. Yes. All right. Yes?
Especially nowadays, I've seen all my in India, there's many temples where people go to temple to the service of Krishna. But they don't spend a penny on preaching, they just keep it for the service. So
that's true. That's
due
true.
To worthwhile temples, temples of preaching. Temples that you can see that worth spending money on the service.
Yes.
There's many temples where millions of dollars they raise, but they don't spend a penny on preaching.
And yes, very good. And that was Prabhupada. 50% would always go for publishing more books, because that was Prabhupada, that was more important than temples. And Bhakti Siddhanta was the same way. He was saying, no more temples, just publish the books, books, books. Okay, shall we read the purport to text number 20? Yes, Meenakshi Rajarani.
As much he want, and still no difference. There's a story comes, you know, I think that Krishna says that that because Krishna had so many wives, right? He said, "I'm a brahmachari." That if to prove that, the gopis supposed to cross Yamuna to go to Durvasa's ashram. So he said, "You go to the river and say, if Krishna is brahmachari, then give me a way to cross the river." So they, in their mind, they think he's not a brahmachari, he's married and he had all this. So they go there and he says that, okay, if Krishna is brahmachari, give us a way. And Yamuna gave the way, so they left. So they fed all food to the Durvasa Rishi. So when they were coming back, same thing again, there was water in the Yamuna. Then he said, okay, when you go there, tell if Durvasa Rishi didn't eat anything, please give us a way. So same thing happened, he said, if Durvasa Rishi didn't eat anything, give us away. And Yamuna gave away. He just ate everything, we fed him. And that's true, that because he was on different level.
Who can tell me Durvasa is partial expansion of who? He's partial expansion of?
Vishnu.
Yes, Lord Shiva. Right. Soma is partial expansion of?
Brahma.
Meenakshi. Your Bhagavatam studies are... And Dattatreya is partial expansion of
Vishnu.
That's according to Bhagavatam. Very good. Okay. Let's do the purport to text number 20. In the Vedic literature, charity given to a person engaged in spiritual activities is recommended. There is no recommendation for giving charity indiscriminately. Spiritual perfection is always a consideration. Therefore, charity is recommended to be given at a place of pilgrimage and at lunar or solar eclipses or at the end of the month or at what's... Today is the first. We just missed it. At the end of the month or to a qualified Brahmana or a Vaishnava devotee or in temples. Such charity should be given without any consideration of return. Charity to the poor is sometimes given out of compassion, but if a poor man is not worth giving charity to, then there is no spiritual advancement. In other words, indiscriminate charity is not recommended in the Vedic literature. Let us go and do two more verses. But give charity to? Huh. Yes. Yes, we're going to follow Kamlesh's instruction. Let us go now to the next verse, 21. Yatu pratyupakarartham.
Yatu pratyupakarartham.
phalam udishya vapuna diyate cha parikshitam tadanam rajasam smritam yat that which to but prati upakara artham for the sake of getting some return phalam a result udishya desiring va or puna again diyate is given cha also parikrishnam grudgingly tat that danam charity rajasam in the mode of passion smritam is understood to be please repeat but charity performed with the expectation of some return or with the desire for fruitive results or in a grudging mood is said to be charity in the mode of passion. Purport: charity is sometimes performed for elevation to the heavenly kingdom and sometimes with trouble and with repentance afterwards. Why have I spent so much in this way? Charity is also sometimes given under some obligation at the request of a superior. These kinds of charity are said to be given in the mode of passion. There are many charitable foundations which offer their gifts to institution where sense gratification goes on. Such charities are not recommended in the Vedic scripture. Only charity in the mode of goodness is recommended. Now, put your Krishna book thinking hats on. There's a nice story where charity backfired. What's the story in Krishna book where the charity backfired? What's the story? Yes? No, that's no, he was in the mode of ignorance. King Nriga, my wife, very good. What happened, O best of Devi Dasis? All right. So King Nriga was giving what in charity? What's the best? Cows. Right? And who was he giving the cows to? Brahmanas. But one particular cow that he had already given somehow got merged and was given to a second Brahmin. And then the two Brahmins started to fight. This is my cow. You fool. This is my cow. And they started to fight. How did King Nriga propose to solve the dispute?
He said, I can give you other cows.
I'll give you each 10,000 cows to stop fighting. But what happened? Each Brahmin said, no. This is my cow. It cannot be given back. So what happened to King Nriga when he met our good friend Yamaraj? Yamaraj said, you have so much pious credit. It can't be calculated. But you also have some sinful reactions. Which one you want first? You want to enjoy or suffer? And the Brahmins, I want to suffer first. Because Yamaraj said, you're going to enjoy too long. So he figured, okay, I'll get the suffering over with and then I'll enjoy. Because if you're enjoying, enjoying, but in the back of your mind, oh, I still, right? So that's how he was thinking. He was calculating. So he took birth as a what?
Lizard.
But where? Not Vrindavan. somewhere in Dwaraka. Yeah. And Krishna's sons and grandsons found, right? And they went to Krishna, and Krishna pulled his hand, pulled the lizard out, and it turned into King Nriga. He turned into, in other words, because he got touched by Krishna, just like when Krishna knocked down the two trees, who came out? Yeah, two demigods, sons of who? Kubera. As the Prabhupada says, the human sons of Kubera. But still, they were allowed to be in the heavenly region. So King Nriga was turned from the lizard by Krishna's touch. And so the moral of the story, there's a couple of morals. One moral of the story is that this path of giving charity, fruitive activities, is risky. Because look what happened. One little, it wasn't even an intentional mistake, right? Yep. Just by accident, but look what happened. Whereas, as Prabhupada says, on the whole, King Nriga did not develop Krishna consciousness. But while in the well, as a lizard, he was praying to Krishna. So at least he did that, so then he was delivered by Krishna. So Prabhupada's point is, don't follow this path of karmakand, even if it's pious, because the end result is not predictable. Better to follow the sure path of devotional service or Krishna consciousness. Shall we do one more verse? Finish up these charities in the mode of nature. Adesha kale yadanam apatre vyascha diyate asatkritam abhyatam tatamasam udaritam adesha, at an unpurified place. Kamlesh, what is the quintessential unpurified place? Yes. Exactly. So therefore, no devotee should go there, correct? Unless they go to the Krishna temple. Yes. And we do have a temple there. Okay. Kale. At and unpurified time. Yet that which. Danam. Charity. Apatrebya, to unworthy persons. Cha, also. Diyate. Yeah, that's why I don't give. I'm sure you've been getting so many phone calls and emails. Contribute to this party, this candidate.
Yes.
Those are unworthy persons. Yes. Cha, also. Diyate, is given. Asatkritam, without respect. Avagyatam, without proper attention. Tat, that. Tamasam, in the mode of darkness. Udaritam, is said to be. Please repeat. And charity performed at an impure place. At an improper time. To unworthy persons. Or without proper attention and respect. Is said to be in the mode of ignorance. Purport. Contributions for indulgence in intoxication and gambling are not encouraged here. That sort of contribution is in the mode of ignorance. Such charity is not beneficial. Rather, sinful persons are encouraged. Similarly, if a person gives charity to a suitable person, but without respect and without attention, that sort of charity is also said to be in the mode of darkness. So we'll stop here, because from text 23 on, it's a whole nother topic. Om Tat Sat. So we have finished this topic of divisions of faith and different topics. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.